Back-to-school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Because that was feeling good. Well, that feels good. Look out. This may leave the park. Wow. Ohtani's second of the night, and the Dodgers are feeling great. It is 8-0, and he is something else.
Okay, so the that was 450 feet or something like that, that home run from Shohei Ohtani of the Dodgers, who's going to be the playoff pitcher for Game 3, if there's a Game 3. So that's just amazing. He's the leadoff hitter,
yeah,
and he's the pitcher. There are only, I forget how many players that have ever hit one that far at Dodger Stadium. And then they've all done it once. He's done it, I think, 17 times, they said.
Wow.
It's just stunning. His stats are incredible. He hit 55 home runs this year. Nobody talks about it because the damn steroid era, he really got cheated on that. Because that would have been a household conversation if it weren't for the steroid era.
Right, yeah. It just changed everybody's perception of the numbers.
Right. Anywho, I was enjoying watching some baseball instead of paying attention. Well, the news was all shutdown talk, and I just do not care about that story. So, I don't know. I'm going to watch baseball.
My wife is calling me again for more reassurance during the government shutdown. She's, like so many people, just so upset, so fearful, just so unsure of what the future may hold for us.
You know, she's probably thinking, why did I bring children into a world where there would be a temporary government shutdown that nobody notices.
Yes.
Here's one of my favorite things. Trump tweeted out a picture from the conversations they were having late last night that amounted to nothing. So Trump's sitting there. He took it himself with his own phone and posted. But Trump's sitting there at his desk with Schumer and Jeffries and Johnson, the leader of the House, and everything like that. But he's got Trump 2028 hats sitting on his desk.
Right.
I mean, that is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mean, he's a guy whose supporters stormed the Capitol once. Maybe you remember that because they didn't like the result of that election. And he's got a hat suggesting he's going to run for a third term as just a broken people. I mean, it's just the world we live in now is just amazing.
I just read a brilliant piece by Holman Jenkins in the Wall Street Journal. It was just pointing out how many of the fracases Trump gets involved in, like the Jimmy Kimmel thing, it's pro wrestling.
Oh, absolutely.
Jimmy Kimmel is a pro wrestling opponent. Just Trump understands, okay, here's another great chapter in the drama that we're unwinding here. And it's good. Kimmel wins and Trump wins.
And we all move on.
Yeah.
Here's a story I wanted to get on, and this is from the San Francisco Chronicle, and I'm not wearing a hat, but if I were, I would tip it as high as I could tip it, or however you tip a hat, for them doing this story. Headline, San Francisco's first equity weed store was an epic failure. City Hall insiders still may pocket millions.
Wow.
And the reason I wanted to do this story is it's a classic socialism story. It's a classic, the reason socialism doesn't work will never work. And idiots like the people that are supporting Mamdani in New York, you're just too young to know this, or stupid or something. The cannabis shop on storied Haight Street had it all. Prime real estate, star power, political clout, and social justice. Then things got ugly. The idea of it, to start with, is amazing. This was going to be the first permit holder. Remember, when weed became legal, it was all about, who gets to have the permits to open up weed stores, and they're going to be limited on, how many per street and all that sort of stuff, just like a liquor store or anything like that. And Haight, in the Haight-Ashbury area, big tourist area, if you've never been to San Francisco, tons of foot traffic. This would be a big hippieville. This would be a big deal. I mean, how many people would be coming from around the world that would love buying weed on Haight in San Francisco?
Right. Sad people who imagine some sort of hippie utopia and just want to absorb a little bit of that, three and a half generations later.
Right. The first permit holder in the city's social equity program, which reserved cannabis business licenses for people unfairly burdened by the war on drugs. So the only way you could get a license to open up one of these gold mine weed stores was if you were part of the crowd unfairly burdened by the war on drugs.
A drug dealer. So they had experience. I like the policy. It makes sense.
Well, it was just that you had to be black because the idea were of a person of color. Because throughout history, according to this, people of color have been unfairly targeted in the war on drugs and suffered. And this social equity weird situation for people who believe this is true, that by helping some dude today that had nothing to do with what was going on 30 years ago, you've somehow fixed the world. I don't even understand that concept.
So people of color, how about like dudes in dresses, trans crowd? Do they get pot licenses too?
This would be an experiment, the store on Haight, to see if legalization could atone for decades of racist law enforcement excesses and empower small businesses, some owned by members of the city's dwindling black populace. You gotta like it already, right? This social experiment.
There's another great example of luxury beliefs coming up in a gender-bending madness update next hour. Stay tuned.
So this dude got the license and didn't sell it as the only weed retailer that was going to be allowed on the main drag of Haight-Ashbury thanks to the strict zoning laws. He resisted temptation to sell out. He said he rejected cash offers from some really big dogs out there that wanted to buy his permit once he got it. Well, he ended up being a big dog is the reason he hung on to it. We find out at the end of this. I hope every other person of color can look at this and see that it can really happen. Yeah, if you grew up with the mayor of San Francisco. So he literally was friends with Mayor Breed since he was a kid, their whole lives.
Oh, and funny coincidence.
Yeah, and his contacts in the mayor's office. And so they're trying to figure out how are they going to dole out these permits in a fair way. And they came up with all kinds of different ways how you could do it. And a lottery. No, somebody could rig a lottery. No, we could do it this way. No, somebody could rig that. I know what we'll do. We'll just make it whoever fills out the form the fastest, they get the license. And unbelievably, believe it or not, they opened up the applications online in the city of San Francisco. For the form showed up at whatever it was, 10 a.m. on April 1st, or whatever it was. And immediately, everybody's waiting around to click on the computer and get the forms and download them and fill them out and get them back in as fast as they can. And just the craziest coincidence of all times, this guy who grew up with the mayor and has known her his entire life and his friends got their application in first.
Wow, those high school typing classes really paid off.
And they got the license and they opened the store. And then and I'm not going to go through all because it's a very, very long article, but the ending is they made millions while the place went bankrupt. And it ended up closing, but they got millions and millions of dollars through all kinds of different government things that went on.
And the cronyism and the connected get rich. That is socialism every single time.
Every single time. Amid the good vibes, there was little to indicate what was to come, that the store would go belly up in little more than 4 years, that the great expectations of the equity program and legal cannabis would crumble along with it, and that despite the failure, Richard, that's the guy's up with Meyer Breed, and his partners would still be poised to pocket millions with taxpayers footing the bill. Good for the Chronicle for doing that story, but that is what happens every single time in socialism. The people that claim that it's all about fairness and equity and the downtrodden, it's always their buddies or somebody who bribes them that gets the cool deal and gets rich, and it doesn't help anybody.
Right. The whole argument of the reality of equity is it is a quasi-fake, it's a fake moral argument for why some people should get special treatment from the government. And that always turns out to be the people well connected with those in power. For whatever reason, for whatever kinship, whether it's skin color or political philosophy, or they're just cronies. But yeah, equity is a fake argument for special favors from the government.
They interviewed a whole bunch of people. I mean, because there were some big-time people that were trying to get that particular license to open up a weed store. And so they were ready to log on, and they had, you know, all kinds of smart people there to jump into filling out the forms and getting them in as fast as possible like that. And they didn't even come close to getting it in as fast as this other guy did. And they're all, like, telling the San Francisco Chronicle, they're all telling him, like, please, give me a break. I mean, don't even pretend that this was on the up and up.
Well, right. No, we can't have a lottery because you could rig a lottery. Let's have a speed typing contest that our friends and family happen to win.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Isn't that something?
They don't even try to hide it anymore.
No, they don't. And they're the people that preach equity all the time and how the systemic this and that. It's just, it's amazing.
And again, who got screwed? Taxpayers. They all got rich. Keep falling for it, blue cities. Idiots. Keep falling for old-style security systems, too. A word from our friends at Simply Safe. Simply Safe is a new way to keep your home safe. Typical security systems don't prevent someone from entering your home. They just react once somebody's already inside, and that's too late. Real security should stop a crime before it even starts, and that's why you trust Simply Safe.
Yeah, so you got the AI security cameras and all that different sort of stuff, and then the agents take action immediately confronting somebody lurking around or outside your house if they need to, triggering sirens and spotlights, dispatching the police. They can even talk to the ne'er-do-well if they want to.
And unlike other systems, SimpliSafe doesn't need you to see the alert and confront the intruder yourself. With their 24/7 monitoring agents, it's like having a security guard stationed right outside your home. 60-day money-back guarantee, no long-term contract. SimpliSafe earns your business by keeping you safe and satisfied every day. And right now, you good people can save 50% on a SimpliSafe home security system at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Why does the term crony capitalism exist, but not the term crony socialism? Maybe because you don't need it, because all socialism is crony. It's the whole thing.
Yeah, but you're right. That is useful, though.
Because that's exactly what that was.
It needs to be tattooed with that.
That was crony socialism.
Yeah. It is redundant, you're right, but obviously we're in a situation right now, for reasons we've discussed many times, where our young people are absolutely primed to fall for the giant scam that is socialism.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to talk them out of it.
Oh, and wait until you see what happens in New York when Mamdani wins. And I was listening to some people who follow this closely. He is going to win, even with Eric Adams getting out. He's going to win. When you have government grocery stores, check and see who got the license to open up the grocery store and see what their connection is to the power. It'll probably be just like this weed story we told you from San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Stacey Abrams, $12 billion. Blah, blah, blah. Please.
We got more Pete Hegseth that you haven't heard from his big speech to the fat generals yesterday that we want to play for you. It's pretty interesting, a conversation starter. I definitely want to talk about the Lyft driver I had from Libya, a couple of days ago. It was really interesting about the whole immigrant thing. Anyway, lots on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
How safe is your retirement? War is everywhere, debt continues to skyrocket, and the dollar is losing purchasing power. The value of the dollar is falling fast. That's why more and more people are converting their IRA or 401k to a gold and silver IRA to protect their retirement. In 2025, both gold and silver have risen an impressive 29%, and many experts project even bigger gains ahead. Take action now. convert some of your IRA or 401k to a gold and silver IRA with Lear Capital. Call 800-889-3070 for your free precious metals guide and IRA transfer kit. And with a qualified purchase, get up to $15,000 in bonus gold or silver deposited directly into your precious metals IRA. Lear Capital, the nation's leader in precious metals for 28 years. Call today at 800-889-3070. That's 800-889-3070, 800-889-3070.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Post yesterday on Truth Social, President Trump announced that he will impose a tariff on any country that does not make its furniture in the U.S., which explains why IKEA is now selling meatballs for $99 a piece.
That's funny. Kind of got lost in the whole, there's been so much going on, the tariffs on furniture and movies, 100% tariff on foreign-made movies.
That's unimplementable. A couple of not like hardcore newsy notes. I can't wait to hear the Pete Hegseth stuff next segment, which is what we're going to do. Hearing from a bunch of active duty folks, from privates and corporals to we read an email from a colonel who absolutely love it. Actual soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, Coast Guard, haven't forgotten about you guys and gals. They love this stuff. So, number one, Once in a while, I come across emails that say essentially, guys, I wrote you this or I asked you this, and I know you have different priorities or your corporate fathers or I think you... Stop. I didn't see it. Okay? We get hundreds of emails. Don't be butthurt that I missed yours. I just missed it. Follow up if it's important. Secondly, speaking of email, I am on a bunch of different newsletters from our favorite news coverage organizations, from the National Review to the Free Press to the Washington Free Beacon to the the Bigfoot Media, New York Times, Washington Post, et cetera. And every damn one of them, their big newsletter, their headline was "Welcome to Another Shutdown." From the excellent Jim Garrity at the Morning Jolt at the National Review. I'm trying to find the rest of them, but you get the idea. Every single one of them was government shutdown, what to expect. With the government shutdown, the stakes for the GOP, every single one.
What's interesting, because you write this stuff with the idea that your readers, viewers, you know, get up in the morning and, you know, want to know what's going on. I don't think people in real life give a crap about this.
Right. Here's even the Daily Wire. Ben Shapiro, he's a genius. His outfit, government shutdown, follow live updates.
What?
And here's my philosophical takeaway from this.
Live updates? Oh, my God.
The media thinks the government is the United States of America.
I think they
think the media reports on the government. The government has become so omnipresent in our lives, the news is now about the government.
I have thought this for years.
It's always going to be about it somewhat, but...
I've thought this for years. They regularly think that people are paying attention to stuff, but that they aren't. But this is the biggest disconnect between the performative politicians and the media and the people of all. Mm-hmm. It's the shutdown thing. They apparently think that out in the country, people are discussing this and are worried. I've lived through several of these. I've never had a single human being ever bring it up ever.
Yeah, definitely worth a read of Mark Leibovich's, again, that name is Leibovich, his book, This Town, about Washington, D.C. and the government media complex and how they're all part of one big industry. And the unholy, unhealthy part of it is people, they grow up with it, they hear it, they see it, and a lot of people start to think the government is the country. And they don't understand that we should bump up against the government once every couple of weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
Not like four times a day, every day. That's not what we're supposed to be.
It's interesting you mentioned all those conservative publications that wrote about the shutdown, because that ruins what I'm about to say, because it doesn't fit with what I'm about to say. But I've been thinking that most of the mainstream media coverage is based on, if you're the sort of person that when you hear the word government, you think, oh, cool, an entity that helps me and gives me stuff. As opposed to the way when I hear the word government, I think something that gets in my way and takes things. The word government to me means makes it harder for me to do something I want to do and takes stuff away from me.
Get out of the way, boomer, even though you're an actual Gen X guy, because it used to be we had one small government, small spending party, and then one big spending party. We now have two big spending parties.
Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, gave a heck of a speech yesterday. Some of the stuff you haven't heard, it's really good.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McLean News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35. On KCNO.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR. The Shasta Live Show, your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR. 1460.com, KCNR, and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So, lots of things we want to get to. We're going to play some Pete Hegseth from his big speech he gave to the generals yesterday, which has gotten a heck of a lot of attention and gotten a bunch of emails and texts about that. Want to talk about my immigrant Lyft driver that I had and why this can't be the focus of our whole immigration discussion to a greater extent, and a bunch of other stuff I hope you can stick around for.
Yeah, including a exciting celebrity gender-bending madness update.
Celebrity version.
Yes. Harry Potter fans, Hermione Granger gets a right cross to the chops from J.K. Rowling. So stay tuned for that.
Okay. Fictional character gets punched by the author of the book. Okay, I'm having
it's
trouble
a,
following
it's a metaphor. You know what a metaphor is?
Okay.
It's not literally true.
All right.
Anyway, so we're going to do Pete here?
Yeah.
Some more Pete stuff?
Yeah. I thought these were different. I was misled by my own something or other.
Ah, I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
I've been scanning our email reaction, and it is, among actual fighting people, universally positive. Just came across another one. A career Army and Army Reserve. When I first came back from my basic training, reported to my unit, all fit and ready to be all I can be, but we had a captain who was the one in charge calling the shots for our training. I can only see, even back then, they found ways around the fitness requirements. He's making the point that it's very lax, very slack. What I'm trying to say is this fitness thing is nothing new, but they need to get it done. I'm summarizing.
Okay, let's hear a little of Pete from yesterday.
This means at the War Department, first and foremost, we must restore a ruthless, dispassionate, and common sense application of standards. I don't want my son serving alongside troops who are out of shape or in combat unit with females who can't meet the same combat arms physical standards as men or troops who are not fully proficient on their assigned weapons platform or task. Or under a leader who was the first, but not the best. Standards must be uniform, gender neutral, and high. If not, they're not standards. They're just suggestions. Suggestions that get our sons and daughters killed.
How did we get so off track that we ever allowed... I know they do this for cops and firefighters, but how did we ever get so off track that we ever allowed different standards based on your gender? That's insane.
Yeah, I know.
It makes no sense.
Are you doing the same job? Yes, same standards. Next topic, please.
Does that come out of the whole Clinton era 90s whatever vibe? It's nuts.
And we always look at, like, the side of the coin that is the positive, the strength, the fitness, the capability. Let's look at the other side of the coin. If you have somebody who's too small and weak to do the job to the standards that it's always, you know, been held to, what the hell if it's a man or woman? Right? That's the other side of the coin. If there's some scrawny person or in-shape person, no fault of their own, because of their lack of muscle mass and size, they cannot drag me out of a burning building. What do I care if it's a weedy guy or a really fit woman? I'm dead either way. So at both ends of the scale, it makes no sense.
Right. We played this yesterday, but everybody should hear it in case you didn't, because this was the home run ball from Pete Hegseth.
This administration has done a great deal from day one to remove the social justice, politically correct, and toxic ideological garbage that had infected our department, to rip out the politics. No more identity months, DEI offices, dudes in dresses. No more climate change worship. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris. As I've said before, and will say again, we are done with that shit.
We are done with that S.
Right.
Identity months for the Pentagon. DEI offices for the Pentagon?
Keeping in mind, friends, DEI is neo-Marxism. Not everybody involved in the effort knows that, but at its core, it's 100% Marxism in our Pentagon.
We are done with that shit.
But amen, brother.
I did see it portrayed by every single outlet I took in yesterday, broadcast outlet, other than Fox, as a horror, what Pete said yesterday. Either it was completely unnecessary, or it was, you know, beyond unnecessary into just awful, that we aren't going to have, you know, a military that looks like America, and women will be denied this, and black people will be denied that. Now, I don't know how you take that out of that speech. I don't know how you get there from there. But
one aspect of why that's true is that it's been, you know, well observed that there's like a subset of American society that comprises military families, including both of ours. And then there's this part of America that the military is just like an abstraction to them. They've heard about it. They've seen it on TV. They hear about the equity programs and say, yeah, that's good because equity is good. But they really don't have any experience of the military or military life. And they are heavily, I should say, the media is heavily populated with those people.
Well, there will be fewer women in combat roles.
Right.
If they're going to hold it. And the answer to that has got to be, so what? Who cares? If your answer to that is not who cares, I do not understand the way you look at the world.
Yeah. You know, this reminds me, I think it's just a historical thing. I'm always, not always, frequently talking about the spectrum between necessity and nicety, where if a guy is coming at you with a knife, good manners don't really factor into the way you're going to react, okay? You have no time for nicety because you're 100% in a moment of necessity. Well, post-Cold War, moving through the 90s into the 2000s, there was a pretty widespread attitude, spoken and unspoken in America, that we don't need a big military that kills people and breaks stuff. What do we, you know, there are several famous bon mots from campaign trails. Earth to Matt Fong. I remember Dianne Feinstein running for the Senate made fun of a guy who said we still need a strong military because we have the peace dividend now. And Barack Obama mocking Mitt Romney for saying that Russia was still a geopolitical threat. We were in a time where the need for the military was purely theoretical. And since that's true, it's just a big institution with a lot of jobs, so let's make sure everybody gets their fair quota and there's plenty of equity and the rest of it, because war fighting and killing people, that's what the military used to be.
Can you imagine how they choose the who gets to be in combat units in China? It would be very...
Fairness? Is that what they mean? Lens of fairness?
It would be very clear-cut on... A combination of physical and mental abilities. The end. No concern whatsoever about. First of all, you probably can't even be in the military unless you're the right race. They are incredibly racist in China.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah. Which, you know, lends cohesion. I'm not in favor of it, but, you know, it does.
That's wild. The wild that this was met with any, it was controversial on any level. We don't want people to be fat. And we don't want people who can't do the, you know, the same number of push-ups or whatever as you need to do.
We are done with that
Right. It's like we're designing a gun and all of our attention is to how pretty it is.
Identity months.
Yeah.
Will those come back immediately, like if Gavin Newsom is president?
For better or worse. Number one, don't you threaten me. For better or worse, the Pentagon, when it doesn't want to go along with stuff, drags its feet. I'm hoping Pete and Donald J. can really, really inject that fighting force spirit, that warrior spirit, into the Pentagon so that it'll have some resistance, it'll have some natural immunity for a while toward any effort to drag it back into the whole, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion jobs program, fairness, Pentagon.
We got a funny text that I want to read. WTF, Jack, I've been listening since the show started, and your Lyft driver has been from Lebanon, then Syria, and now Libya.
Correct.
So I have a story.
I was thinking the same thing.
The correct
answer
is... So
this man from Morocco, what did he say?
The correct answer is Libya, and I do want to talk about my Lyft driver from Libya, not those other two places. Among other things coming up, stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
TransUnion, 4 million people breached again. It's like these headlines are on repeat.
That's why we use Webroot Total Protection. It's an all-in-one defense, identity protection, antivirus, VPN, cloud backup, covers up to 10 identities.
And if your identity does get stolen, Webroot gives you up to $1 million in fraud expense reimbursement, plus 24/7 support and an elder fraud hotline. That's real help when you need it most.
Without it, you're looking at 100 to 200 hours of cleanup work. That's not just inconvenient, it's exhausting. Webroot makes recovery fast and manageable.
Webroot monitors the dark web, protects your devices, and keeps your data out of the wrong hands. It's like having a digital bodyguard.
And it's fast. Scans 6 times quicker than competitors, uses way less space, installs in minutes, no annoying pop-ups either.
Get 50% off Webroot Total Protection or Webroot Essentials at webroot.com/Armstrong. That's webroot.com/Armstrong. And one more time, webroot.com/Armstrong.
Live a better digital life with Webroot. It's not paranoia, it's preparation.
I'm here now with Colin Plume, CEO of Noble Gold Investments. Colin, tell the audience what you just told me about cash savings accounts.
I was explaining that parking too much cash in savings is a risky strategy. It's an old school portfolio management. Beyond the obvious banking risk, today's economic environment is destroying the dollar's value. Savers can't keep up with the three-headed monster of inflation, money printing, and rate cuts.
If cash is losing value, then what should people be moving into?
With the dollar under pressure, more Americans are shifting retirement savings into something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar falls, precious metals rise.
And Noble Gold makes that process easy?
Very easy. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free and the peace of mind is priceless.
That's the golden minute. Don't let inflation steal your savings. Protect it today with Noble Gold Investments. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investments.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Come join them for their 50% off fall sale. This is their tremendous fall sale that starts on October 7th with 50% off all nursery stock, 1 gallon and larger. Huge shade trees, evergreens, crepe myrtles, redwoods, and palm trees. The plant list is so long, you have to see it for yourself. 50% off fall sale starts October 7th. Take advantage of 50 years in business with their 50% off fall sale. These prices have never been this low for a fall sale, and it all
starts October 7th. Gold Leaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday. Here's how you find us. On Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. You don't want to miss their 50% off fall sale. They're celebrating 50 years in business, and it all begins October 7th. Gold Leaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Finally, I'd like to take a quick moment to thank some of our smaller sponsors. Today's show is brought to you by the official animal of Long Island, ticks. Ticks. Get it off me. Get it off me. Also, Driveway Weight Bench, where your adult son works out. And don't forget, high school graduation air horns. Pretend this is some big accomplishment with high school graduation air horns. And finally, Tylenol. Tylenol. No, it doesn't.
That wow. was pretty funny.
Colin Jost doing a broadcast from Bethpage Black during the Ryder Cup. That didn't sound like him.
Official animal of Long Island, the tick. Get it off me.
I had to take a tick off my wife the other day.
Really?
Yeah. You want to live in the woods, you're going to get ticks now and again.
Where,
especially if you have a big furry dog.
Where on her was the tick, or is that private?
That's a little personal.
Okay.
No, they generally go where, like, an article of clothing stops.
Mm.
So, you know, like, the shoulder, not the, what do you call it, your collarbone.
Trump just signed some sort of AI childhood cancer thing. I don't know what it is, but it reminded me. There's a story out about a canary in the coal mine about how many jobs AI will destroy or not around radiologists that I want to get to hour. That's pretty interesting. But since I've teased this like five times, I should probably mention it. So I needed to get a ride from Lyft the other day because I had a truck that was getting repaired. So I need to get a ride from my house there. And I get picked up by this guy, and we're talking a little bit, and he's got a very thick accent, and I ask him where he's from. Older dude, quite a bit older, like 70s. And he said that he was from Libya. And he started talking about his, or I asked him about his car. That's how I originally started. I said, what year's your Camry? And he said, oh, it's a 24, and blah, 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 blah. I said, my brother drives a 99. He said, good for him. He said, because I had a 2003 that I put 275,000 miles on it, and there's no reason to get rid of one unless you have to. And then he started talking about, this is a sidebar, I didn't know this, but with Lyft and Uber, they prioritize rides based on how new your car is, which is an incentive for, if you're a Lyft driver, your car is getting older to replace it with a newer one, because you get way more rides that your way if you have a newer vehicle. He said it wasn't anything wrong with his older Camry, but he gets way more rides with a 24 than he did with a 2002 or whatever it was.
Interesting.
I did not know that.
You know, it's funny, having taken a lot of rides in London, that virtually every car I was in was brand spanking new. That explains it.
Huh. But he said I didn't buy this. My daughter bought it for me. She's something in the medical field. He had three daughters that he had brought to this country that all went to universities and got degrees and are doing really, really well. And he was just so optimistic about the United States. And I started to ask him about, I asked him where he's from. Then he said, and I said, so were you there during Muammar Gaddafi? And he said, oh, yeah, my entire life was Muammar Gaddafi. Ruined the country. And he said, it's worse now. The new guy is worse than Muammar Gaddafi was, which is interesting to me. I was not aware of that story. But, you know, that's the guy, the Muslim Brotherhood guy that took over. You know, that whole thing.
That's serious.
Oh, you're right. So who took over in Libya? Doesn't matter.
I don't. Lawless hellhole.
Yeah, lawless hellhole.
Answer to every question about Libya.
Asshole country.
Nice job, Hillary. Obama, way to take out the leader with no plan of succession. Oh, boy.
But the main threat of this whole thing is, what is the deal with so many immigrants that come from really awful countries, so happy to be here, get their kids here, do well, versus the crowd that marches in the street with the flag from their former country and is angry about the way we're treating them.
And lecture us about how you can't get ahead.
And is there any way, because I got to believe there are tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of people around this world that are like this guy who would love to get here and would be happier and crap to raise their family here. Is there any way we can make sure those people get in here and the people that want to get here and complain about it stay the F out?
You know, we get used to stuff that is so abhorrent that you'd think you couldn't possibly get used to it. Picture me as an immigrant to pick a country. I don't know, Germany. As a young person, I thought I might live there, so I usually use it as an example. And I was somewhat annoyed with German immigration policy. And I organized a bunch of American expats to protest that policy. And we marched through the streets waving American flags and thought that would do us any good.
And maybe throwing rocks at cops and setting things on fire.
Exactly. That would be effing crazy and stupid and unproductive, and the people of Germany should probably, I almost said something unfortunate, they should probably move swiftly to export my ass back to where I came from. And how could any country not react that way? Because we've gotten used to it. It's absurd.
Well, my point is, since I think there are plenty of the other kind of immigrant that would love to be here and would work really hard and do well, let's just prioritize them. You don't like here?
Swap them out. I endorse your plan.
I'll pay for your damn ticket. Get out. Don't ever come back. I don't care what you don't like about the country. It doesn't get any better than this. If you can't make it here, you can't make it anywhere. Get the F out and bring in the hundreds of millions of people that would love to come here and raise their kids and be really successful like this guy.
Run America like a hot nightclub. Two people leave, two more come in. You two, come on in. Come on in. You're hard workers. You love this country. Glad to have you. Welcome, friends.
This guy had not a tiniest thing negative to say about his situation in the United States of America. He's thrilled to be here and raise his kids here. Talking about the opportunities that they would have never had back in his home country of Syria, Libya, or Lebanon, whichever one it was. And
maybe Latvia. Nobody's sure.
He's certainly not going to be waving his country's flag and attacking cops and complaining about it. God, why would we put up with that? Why do we put up with that?
We're
you don't
soft.
Like it? Go the freak back.
Right.
God, that makes me mad.
We're off track. We're so off track.
Well, the fact
and we're trying to get closer to on track, but it's going to take a minute.
The fact that the media so often sympathizes with the people from other countries complaining about being here, then leave. There are plenty of people that want to be here that would love it.
Right. Excuse the frank talk, but we live in a world where if you're 6'4", you have a beard, a penis, and testicles, and you call yourself a woman, about a third of the electorate, well, at least 20% of it will say, that's a woman, right there, that's a woman, yes, and if you say that's not a woman, you're a bigot, and a terrible person, and a transphobe. Gender-bending madness update coming up next hour, special celebrity edition, don't miss it.
Armstrong and Getty.
There's a new way to keep your home safe. It's called SimpliSafe, and it's completely different from everything you've thought about home security.
Typically, security systems only react once someone's inside your home, and that's too late. Real security stops a crime before it even starts.
With SimpliSafe, the moment someone steps onto your property, AI security cameras identify the threat and alert professional monitoring agents.
To get 50% off your new system, go to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. 50% off your new system. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
What is your next success story? At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can succeed again with more than 135 affordable online degrees and certificates to help you move your career forward. From cybersecurity and AI to healthcare and MBA, our programs help you build critical thinking, leadership, and communication skills that set you apart in today's job market. Designed for working adults, focused on the future. Classes start October 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.